Please welcome Glenn.
Oh, perfect for a short guy. So, the deal is that when I was a child, I was a very, you know, active child, and I created a lot of trouble, especially when I moved to Hawaii. I was like 6 years old, I think, and I was into everything, and me and my friend Bobby got in massive amounts of trouble. So my mother during that time period was very abusive, and I had to sort of act a part of a crazy kid, because that's the only way I could stop the abuse, because if I got her to laugh, it seemed like she forgot what she was doing, and she stopped hitting me. So it was very simple. I had to act crazy. And the funny thing is, I'll never forget this one thing she always said, because I'd be acting nuts, you know, running around the house, doing whatever, and she'd say, "Okay, you go outside and play." And I'd say, "Mom, if I go outside, you're going to lock the door." And she'd always say, "No, I not lock the door. You go outside now." And so I was happy to go outside, because I could hang out with Bobby, and I can hang out with Bobby's mom and little sister. So I go outside, and I'll never forget, I'd always hear the click. She locked the door. So I was free the rest of the day to hang out with my friend Bobby. Anyways, Paige stepped in after I got hit in the head with a toaster. Paige stepped in and talked to my mother. I don't know what she said, but she stopped the abuse. That was really cool. Okay, 8 years old. I break my back. I'm paralyzed from the waist down. I'm in this body cast that encapsulated my whole body. I asked my dad. I didn't want to stay with my mom because I was afraid of her. I didn't want her to provide care for me. So my dad arranged for me to live with Paige. So I lived with Paige for 6 months. And feeling began to come into my lower extremities. She told the doctor, they cut me out of the body cast, and then they started to do this rehabilitation, which Paige was involved with. And the end result was, after 9 months with Paige, I was on my feet and walking, which I thought was amazing. But what I didn't know during this time period was my mother was suffering severe depression because she had lost two of her sons to her parents. This was her third son. And she lost him, she thought she lost him, to this red-haired demon, Paige. So my mom was very weird. When I got home, my dad didn't notice it because he stayed drunk most of the time. But I noticed that my mom was just not herself. She talked more in Japanese. She was acting strange. And I couldn't figure it out. I couldn't read her. The acting crazy didn't seem to work. She didn't hit me anymore, so that was good. But I couldn't figure out what was going on with my mom. One night, my mom and dad got in this horrendous fight. I went upstairs and hid in my room, and I thought, you know, I better head out. I better head out. I better get the hell out of the apartment. But I thought, I'm just going to go to sleep. Well, that was a bad thing to do, because that night, my mother came upstairs and tried to smother me with a pillow. But for some reason, she didn't get the job done. But while she was doing that, I didn't know what was happening, but I noticed the pillow get pushed down harder and harder till I couldn't breathe. And for some reason, something snapped in my mind, and I reached around and I grabbed her arms and I dug my fingernails into her arms as hard as I could and pulled down, and it didn't stop it. She continued to smother me until I was unconscious. But she left me there. I don't know if she thought I was dead or she decided not to continue smothering me. Thank God she stopped. When I came to, I threw that pillow off my face, and I jumped up, and I realized I need to get out of that house. But the mere fact that I had grabbed her arms and scratched her gave me a new resolve, because I looked at my hands, and I had blood on my fingertips where I'd scratched her arms. And so I thought, okay, I've got to get out of this house. And I snuck downstairs. She saw me, and a battle ensued. And she's bigger and stronger than I was, and I couldn't believe it, but I was able to fight her off. And I got out of the house, but not uninjured. I had two front teeth knocked out. I had a big gash in the back of my head. I had a gash in the front of my head. I had bit through my lower lip, and so it was bleeding. So when I finally got to Paige's house, I was a bloody mess. Paige grabbed me, took me upstairs, put me in the bathtub, and then she gave me a washcloth, and she went into the bedroom. I'll never forget this as long as I live. She came out with a box, opened it up, pulled out a beautiful nickel-plated, what was it, a .45 caliber pistol, reached in, grabbed the clip, made sure there were bullets, popped it in, and chambered it, and set it down next on the sink. And I looked at that gun, which was practically bigger than she was, and I said, "Paige, what's that for?" And she said, I'm going to protect my family, and you happen to be part of my family. So anyway, cops are called. They came. As usual, because it was a Navy sort of thing, they waited till the MPs got there. They all rushed my mother, grabbed her. She had a knife in her hand, and she was going to fight them off. And they jumped her and took her down and hogtied her and put her in the back of the Jeep and took her up to the medical center. As we're leaving, Paige got me down the car, took Bobby and his sister to the next door neighbor and rushed me to the hospital. They called my father. My father came. And then as I'm sitting there, they had to stitch up the back of my head. It was pretty bashed in. And they felt I had a concussion, so they kept me overnight. And I'll never forget my father sitting there and crying like a baby as we're relating to him what not only happened that night, but it happened previously. And my father just cried like a baby with Paige, had her arm around him, and all he did was just sob in her shoulder. And I've never seen that. It kind of scared me. I'd never seen him do that. I never seen him do anything like that again. So the next morning I woke. My dad had gotten me breakfast, and he said, you know, son, I'm taking care of this. That woman is never going to harm you again. And I looked at him, and I said, what are you going to do? He said, I'm going to speak to her in a language she understands. I didn't know what language that was. I thought, Japanese? What? What's he going to talk to her about? Anyway, went back home with Paige. My mom was in that hospital for 10 days, and they released her. My dad went to get her, brought her home, and they had the biggest argument they had ever had in their entire life. And blows were thrown, knives were pulled. It was just a horrible mess. And I remember hearing the sirens, and I wanted to go downstairs and see what was happening, but Paige grabbed me, carried me upstairs, set me on the bed, brought Bobby and Missy into the room and said, you stay here, I don't want you to go outside. But I was curious, and Missy was crying, and Bobby was trying to comfort his little sister. So I snuck out the door, went down the stairs, went out the back door, and ran over to where my house was, and walked in, the door was open, and I could see my father. His shirt was torn. He had some knife wounds on his body. He was bleeding. They had him handcuffed. They're getting ready to take him up to the medical center. And I heard this weird noise. And I turned and I looked, and it was my mother on the floor in a pool of blood, babbling. And I don't know why, but all of a sudden I felt pity for her. Here she is in a pool of blood, babbling, beat almost to death. And I remember kneeling down and I said, Mom, are you okay? And she looked at me and she said, Wawa, Wawa, Wawa. And I thought, oh, you want some water? So I walked over and got a glass of water and I tried to give it to her, but she couldn't grasp it with her hand. So I put it up to her mouth, but she couldn't drink it. It just rolled down the sides of her face. And I tried to give her another drink. Same thing happened. And I looked up. Paige was standing there and says, come on, Glenn, let's go home. They're taking your father away. They're going to come in and get your mother. So she took me and put me to bed. I couldn't sleep. So I went in and sat in Paige's room and just watched her sleeping. And I remember thinking as I'm watching her that she just looked like a little angel laying there sleeping. And she woke up and she says, Glenn, come here. And so I climbed in bed with her and I went to sleep. She put her arms around me and comforted me. So my father was in the brig. I couldn't see him. My mom was in the hospital. She suffered some severe damage. And basically, I was with Paige. That's all I had. And so Paige told me my dad was in some serious trouble, that he was, you know, they could sentence him to time in jail, some serious time. So one day I came home from school, and Paige told Bobby and to go next door. Missy was already there, and she fired up the Model A, and we went on base. And she took me into this little room, and there was a table, and I sat down. And there were three officers, two men and a woman. And the woman asked me if I wanted a Coke. And I said, sure. So she went out and got me a Coke, and she brought it in to me. And then she sat down with this little notepad. And one of the officers looked at me and said, Glenn, could you tell me what happened that night? And I said, sure. So I began to tell them everything that happened, how I fought for my life, what had happened, why I went to the hospital, how my dad was crying and upset. I told him the whole story. It took about 40 minutes, and this woman was just writing things feverishly. I don't know what she was, I think it was shorthand. But at the end of the story, one of the officers got up, and he said, thank you very much. We're going to have this typed up. We're going to submit it to the judge in your father's case. Because apparently in these Navy review hearings, there's just a prosecutor, a defender, and a judge. That's all there is. There's no one else in the court. You can't be judged by your peers or whatever. So I said, okay. And so they went ahead and had the trial, and apparently they gave the judge this, what she had written, that what I had told them, and for some reason the judge decided leniency. 90 days, my dad had already served 60, so he served another 30, and then basically they reduced him one rank and returned him to active duty, case closed. My dad came home after 30 days. I was really happy. 8 months later, my mom came home, and she was a changed woman. She didn't do very much. She just sat around the house. Paige started coming over and cooking for us and actually providing meals for her. And she just watched TV, but over a course of time, she sort of came back to normal. And when we moved stateside, she was normal, but she wasn't abusive anymore, which I was thankful for. So, as far as my mom's concerned, case closed. Thank you.